This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
روي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه بسند صحيح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أفضل. Today's hadith is one of those pivotal hadith where is very important to understand, and is narrated with an authentic chain of narration and the collections of Imam Muslim. عن أبي هريرة قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى. This is one of those hadith where it's called the hadith قدسية, which is Allah the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام narrates a hadith on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kind of like Quran, but it's not Quran. It's just an idea that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام will put it in his own words. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك. قال الله تعالى أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك ومن عمل عملا أشرك به أحدا غيري تركته وشركه. This hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that indeed I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not need any partner or anyone to associate with me at all. And those who perform any act and they have in their intention, they want to please someone other than me, then I will leave them. I'm reluctant. I will leave them with whoever they want to please. And if you hear the hadith, there's a lot of shuraka and shirk. And there's the common word of the common meaning of the word shirk is when you associate someone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, and that's why they're called mushrikeen, because they, you know, they worship Allah, but also they worship other deities with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in their mind, they thought that this could bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not what the hadith is talking about. Not this type of shirk. Because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in multiple areas in Sahih al-Bukhari, says, لا خاف عليكم أن تشركوا بعدي. This type of shirk, where someone is sitting and praying towards an idol or a sanam, will not happen in our ummah. We have a protection from that. The creed, the Islamic creed, is so simple and so straightforward and so easy to understand and elegant. This will never cross your mind. Will never cross your mind. Yesterday I just tried to explain Islam in two phrases to someone, and it made sense in their mind. It's just because it's just elegant and simple and straightforward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolute deity and everyone else is a creation. Period. That's it. We don't associate anything. But this hadith is not talking about this. It's talking about our intentions and our actions. That every time you perform any act, then there is a fraction of a second that you stop and you ask yourself, why am I doing it? And sometimes we don't. Sometimes we don't. A lot of times we just act because it makes sense and that's on the spot. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if you do perform any act, if it's for me purely, then I'll accept it. But if it's not, even if there's 1% of it associating or trying to please someone else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it's 99% towards Allah and 1% only is directed towards pleasing someone else, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to accept it. And أَغْنَى الشَّرِكَيْنِ, he said, I don't need to have any partners with me. So he's talking about intentions, talking about purifying your intention. And this is one of the most difficult things you can do. It's really, if you try to do this experiment, and anything you do, just ask yourself, why am I doing it? You might not like the answer, actually, if you really ask yourself. But there's always good in it. Because sometimes we start something and we don't know why we're doing it. We don't have, really, just do it. A lot of us immigrated here, we have no idea why we're, because it's better to live here. But you can correct your intention as you go. Actually, reviewing and revision of your intentions is a sunnah, that you always go back and say, okay, let me just purify my intention. I started well, but I don't know what had happened in the meantime. I've been doing it for 2-3 years, I don't know if it's still pure. So if you start in one and with a certain intention, it's always good to, you can review it and you can correct it. Even if you start with the wrong intention, you can correct it. But it works the other way also. Sometimes there are certain things with to start well, but with time, other, you know, because we're influenced, there's a lot of temptations and you tend to, you know, that will eat away from your pure intention.
and أغنى الشركين. This is a beautiful hadith that really talks. There's a lot. A lot of people understand it. You know that in the first common meaning of shirk. But this is what it means. It's not talking about shirk in terms of aqeed, in terms of worshiping, in terms of it talks about shirk in terms of intentions and what we do. There's actually a very scary hadith, and I'll just translate it in English. That Yom Al Qiyamah, and on the Day of Judgment, they will bring a alim, a scholar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, "What have you done?" He said, "Well, I learned for a number of decades and I taught." He said, "No, you did that, but you did all that for people to say that, oh, Sheikh, alim. And they said that. You got your payment in the life, right?" So, no payment today. No reward today. And then they're bringing someone who actually died in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing beyond that. That you actually you sacrifice your life towards the cause. And he said, "No, you didn't do that for my sake. You did it so people can say that this is a brave man. This is a very brave man, right? Shuja'. Innama fa'altahu liyuqala anka shuja'a wa qad qil." And they said that. So you took your reward. And it goes like that. They bring all these they bring a type of person, you know, that we revere all the time, and you know, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question, the one question, what the intention was. I hope this was of benefit. يروي المسلم في صحيحه بسند صحيح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى أنا أغنى الشريكين عن الشرك فمن عمل عملا وأشرك به غيري تركته وشركه وصدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك اللهم بحمدك لا إله إلا